Warning! The Chit Show podcast may contain explicit or vulgar material that might not be suitable for work, people with thin skin, or those under the age of 18. So you've been warned. Thanks for listening, thanks for supporting, thank you for sharing, and welcome to the Chit Show. A-pa-chow! Ooh, that one's it's a pop. It's quite the pop at the beginning. They ain't ready. You weren't, I wasn't ready. Shit.
I'm never ready.
Never fucking ready for shit. You never ready. Never that. Oh, hey, man. It's 2022. 2022. Point no. Electric Boogaloo. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Let's
to,
do it.
You ready to take it on?
No.
Take on the year?
No.
No, yes. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Well, here we go. Let's ease into 2022. Why not?
Boop, boop, boop.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the vibes. As we always say, you know the vibes. Hey. Happy 2022, ladies and gentlemen. 2021. So long. We love you. We miss you. We survived another year, but 2022, we're looking at you now, baby. It's gonna be great. Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 102 of the Chit Show Podcast. I am your host with the most, the man, the myth, the legend, your boy Leo, aka DJ Brew, aka the obnoxious motherfucker, on your earwaves.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.
And of course, I am joined by my co-host, the president of the Working On It Network, the man himself, always taking my shit and just carrying the show.
Boo.
It is
Boo.
Danny, a.k.a. Danko.
Happy New Year.
Watch your mouth.
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year, man. How you feeling? How you doing?
Good, man. Just, starting the year off strong, being busy.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's okay because 2022 is the year of something. I don't know yet, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go. But yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's great.
It is the year of something. We don't know. It's, I feel that. I get what you're saying. It's kind of like a... Something better than what we've had, please. Just something. Let us take a bigger W. You know, let's take a W in general, I guess.
I feel like balance has been restored because of the great Sorcerer Supreme has finally, you know, sacrificed themselves to give us a better life. So,
so beautifully put.
Yeah. Yeah.
So beautiful.
She did it for us.
Yes.
She did it for us.
This is true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 2022. We are here with you, ready to take on the year and just do the best we can here at the show in 2022 to entertain you and keep some smiles on your faces and just do what we know what to do to just, you know, keep y'all entertained. Y'all got suggestions? You got things you want us to take, check out? Let us know.
Yeah. But
let's take on 2022 together. Let's excel. Yeah. Let's succeed against all odds. It's rough out there in these streets, but let's do it together. We can do this. We can overcome.
And
stay healthy, be smart, you know. I hope whatever risks you take are worth it. I hope your dreams come true, and I hope that everything you work towards, you achieve in 2022. I hope to achieve some things myself, and I'm looking forward to it. It could be a big year. It could be another meh year. Who knows? We'll see. But by the looks of it, you know, we're just a hop and a skip away from the T-virus. So,
boom.
And finally, we'll get the Resident Evil reboot that we've just deserved.
I get to be Claire Redfield, though. Dibs on Claire Redfield.
Okay.
I'll go get the jacket right now. I got to borrow your motorcycle, but...
I know some people that can help out with that.
Hell yeah.
But fuck yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 102. It's nice to be, again, it feels good to be in the 100 area, past 100.
Right.
And it's nice. And to see the network, we always mention the network, the Working On It network, that is the network we are part of and a proud partner of. And yeah, we've got some great stuff going on there. Make sure you guys are, I'm just going to do it now, I'm going to do it early. Make sure you guys are following all the other podcasts we have out there, Banned From Chat, which is EZXP 5.0, Reincarnated.
5.0.
If you knew about EZXP, you know about Band from Chat. But Band from Chat, they talk about all sorts of nerd culture stuff, from games to anime to tabletop games to, you know, everything that involves geek or nerd culture. They're going to be chatting about it. I'm excited for these episodes coming. Shouts out to Vaughn and Brantley and Danny, of course, as well. Fucking give some flowers to my guy. Dipping his toes into multiple pools. I like it.
I don't want to, but I have to.
It's good. And of course, he's also doing the Untitled Mixtape, which is our music podcast on the network, where they deep dive into music new and old. They look through classic, iconic artists' discographies. They will break down different album series, even. You've done it with the Demon Hunter. The Deer Hunter, my bad. I'm thinking World of Warcraft in my brain, I think. I got World of Warcraft on the mind.
The only ongoing, I guess you could call it, is the Deer Hunter. But the Listening Room is, we just did Channel Orange by Frank Ocean. Those are fun to do. Those are a lot of fun.
As I've mentioned.
And we do interviews.
Yeah. Yes. So check them out, the Untitled Mixtape. And then, of course, we've got the Solarian Girls.
Solarian Girls with Brittany and Candace. They are starting this month, actually. Hopefully in the next couple weeks, which is very exciting. They're going to be talking about their favorite book series. Apparently there's like 10 books or something. I don't know. But they're the experts. You should go over there if you want to hear about it. But apparently they are in love with it, and they've got some fun plans too.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Banned From Chat. The Untitled Mixtape, Solarian Girls, and of course, yours truly, the Chit Show Podcast.
Boom.
Bam. We are the network. And who knows? There might be more. We'll see.
There might be more. We don't know.
We never know.
You don't know. 2022 might be just like Working On It network taking over your screens, your TV screens. You don't know.
Look out for it.
I don't know.
We're there. We're almost there.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. That live show, man, every time I think about doing that live show, I want to do it even more every time I think about it. Just the Shit Show podcast live, that'd be fucking fun. We'd have to have some solid content down for that, though. Anyway, moving on. Let's get into the shits. Let's get into
We're working on it.
Let's get it, guys. Anyway. let's get into some shit. First and foremost, we have to say goodbye. Rest in peace. Rest in power. Rest in paradise to the queen, the legend herself, Betty White. I'm going to give an applause as a thank you. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you to everything that you've given to the world of yourself, your time, your energy, your love, Betty motherfucking White, people. It finally happened. 99 years. That's a long life.
It is.
I always tell people, you know, people, they hit 50 and they go, oh, I'm so older. They're around 50, you know, high 40s, low 50, to mid 50s. Oh, I'm so old. And I'll be like, you know what? You're barely at half-life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. I look at 50, I go, bam, that's midway. You're at the midway point. Betty White lived a damn good life.
Yeah.
And was one of the exceptions in the world that existed to show that with age, you can get more popular as well. Because it was like the older she got, the more popular Betty White got. And it was interesting to read up and see videos that showcased basically her late surge in popularity in the early to mid 2000s and then so on. Like, she is a fucking national treasure, this woman. She's hilarious. She was sweet. She's awesome. Everyone loved working with her. One of my favorite fucking internet videos is the one on the set of The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. And it's...
You've been a terrible assistant.
It's so good. I am going to miss her. This one hurts the world heavily. Heavily.
Yeah.
A late RIP to Vicente Fernandez Chente as well. I bring that up late because that was another person whose popularity kind of knew no bounds. There were popular country music artists, American country music artists, posting and giving an RIP to Vicente Fernandez because some would have considered him the king of country. Just that style of music. Fucking corridos, man. That shit is drunken, depressing, fucking that bitch broke my heart music.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it was just we've lost people recently who... Yeah, their influence and inspiration and love just stretched far and wide. And Betty White, from the Golden Girls to Community, which is one of my favorite places to have seen her, drinking pee. She didn't really drink pee. Part of her character.
A little bit.
They swear by the restorative powers. yeah. Betty White, thank you. Thank you.
It's not what your girlfriend said last night.
Hey! Fucking Betty White, man.
So my theory, I mean, I guess it's not a theory, but I truly believe, you know, she's a powerful person, man. She got a lot of, she was non-problematic. That's a big thing.
Yes.
You know, like, she lived in an age where people were problematic and she didn't seem to be problematic. Nothing has come out against her, which is so nice to see.
Yes.
But I think, like, truly she is so powerful and she was like, you know what? I'm taking the bad with me. I'm gonna take it, everyone. She sacrificed herself so that we can just... hopefully get a good couple years. So shouts out to her.
I did see some posts about that she didn't die. She looked at 2021 and was just like, look here, you little bitch. I'm going and I'm taking you with me.
You're coming with me.
And here we are, lucky to be able to enjoy a year. Or yes. At least... potentially enjoy a year. Do our best to enjoy it. Things will happen. Oh, yes. They will. but we shall overcome and push forward.
We shall overcome.
In honor of Betty White, we're going to live, and we're going to love each other, and we're going to fucking enjoy it while we do it. Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bitch.
All right? You heard it here.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Rest in peace, Betty White.
Betty!
It was sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some fucking weird people.
Okay.
Or a weird person. A predator, if you will. And I did. And you will. Ghislaine Maxwelly. Is it Ghislaine? Ghislaine? Ghislaine oh, Maxwell. Damn. Ghislaine Maxwell. Ooh. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know who I'm talking about. It's Epstein's lady. She was found guilty recently. Oh, here we go. BBC News. A U.S. jury convicted her of 5 out of 6 charges. She was found guilty of recruiting and trafficking young girls to be sexually abused by the late American financier Jeffrey Epstein. The legal process is not over for Maxwell 60, who is yet to be sentenced and faces a separate trial for perjury. She faces decades behind bars. All up, Maxwell is facing 65 years in jail. She was found guilty of the most serious charge against her, that of sex trafficking, which alone carries a maximum sentence of 40 years. Her jail term will be decided by U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan, who has not yet set a sentencing date. For the moment, Judge Nathan will be waiting to receive a pre-sentence report. This will be compiled by an impartial investigator who will look into things like Maxwell's background, family, education, and employment history to determine if any of these should influence the severity or leniency of the sentence. Sarah Kristoff, a former prosecutor with the Southern District of New York, told the BBC she expected a very significant prison sentence for Maxwell. Given the involvement of minors, the judge has really great discretion to impose a significant sentence, and based on the evidence that was presented at trial, frankly, I expect the judge to impose a very severe sentence upon her, she said. They do plan to appeal. She also faces 2 perjury charges, which each carry a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. In these cases, she is accused of lying under oath during a 2016 deposition for a lawsuit filed against Epstein by one of the accusers, Virginia, I think that's Guffrey. That lawsuit has already been settled for an undisclosed amount. However, during the deposition, which is sworn out of court testimony, Maxwell repeatedly said she was largely unaware of Epstein's abuses.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure, so, buddy.
Epstein's groomer found guilty on 5 of 6 charges. She's looking at max 65 years in jail, I believe. Wow. I will say this. Things do not look good for her. At all. And, yeah. They're going to throw the motherfucking book at her.
Good.
Do it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Duh.
Get her out of here.
And this is something that people have been waiting on, but has also flown under the radar. There have been some other things that have gotten more attention. Like, this whole trial happened with, in my opinion, little to no light on it.
People moved on. That's really what it is. Is like, as Epstein died, you had your documentaries, you had your exposés, you had your everything. She had some light shed on her, and then everyone moves on to the next thing, you know, until something like this happens. Even like, what is that person called that we talked about? Was it Jussie Smollett?
Yeah.
Like for the longest time, like we heard about everything that happened that Jussie Smollett had claimed, and then for a while it was just kind of swept under the rug, but like it's still kind of ongoing in the background, you know? I think it's kind of the same thing here, is where like people just don't want to put you know, people get tired of covering the same thing and talking about the same thing, which is unfortunate. But yeah, I think that's what happened, kind of happened here.
I personally feel like the Jussie Smollett case got more attention and was in the limelight a little bit more when it finally came down to trial time and sentencing.
I feel like, yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Well,
so.
Ghislaine Maxwell, you fucking gross piece of work. Let's hope they throw several books at her.
Yeah. The thick ones, too.
Yeah. Let's go with hardbacks.
The ones with appendixes.
Yes.
And indexes.
Yes, please. All right, let's go. Let's move on. Fucking California. California, with the start of the new year comes the implementation of new laws, people.
Oh, my God.
And us here in California have some new laws coming into effect. And I just learned about this. I've seen this for the first time today. And I guess I was like, you know, let's just bring it up real quick. For any of you people, which is, I believe, most people in... most people that support our show, this applies to you. So, Governor Gavin Newsom... Gavin Newsom signed a whopping 770 new laws in 2021, according to CalMatters. Some of those laws have a buffer window written into them before they take effect, like mandating mental health instruction in schools or requiring gender neutral toy sections in stores. But most of them kick in on the first day of the next year. That means lots of new rules or altered rules are coming to California on January 1st, 2022. We're not going to get into the minutiae of all 770 bills signed into law during the last legislative cycle, sorry, but also you're welcome. But we are breaking down some of the highlights. Here are some of the most important and most bizarre laws taking effect in 2022. First and foremost, slower speed limits. So I guess there was an old rule that essentially caused speed limits to go up every 5 years. This new law allows cities to adjust their speed limits as they see fit. As they see fit. S-A-F-C feet.
As they like feet, yes.
Yeah. OnlyFans, hey. As they see fit. Cities can start working toward lowering speed limits in 2022, but can't enforce them until June 30th, 2024. That's hilarious. Or whenever the state creates an online portal to adjudicate the new infractions, whichever comes sooner. Sleeping kids. Middle schools and high schools will soon be required to start class no earlier than 8 a.m. and 8:30 a.m., respectively.
What?
Yeah. Supporters say...
the fuck was this law when I was in high school?
Supporters say preteens and teenagers need the extra sleep for their health and development. The new law goes into effect on July 1st, 2022. So for most students, it will impact them in the 2022-23 school year. The law exempts rural school districts.
Whatever. That's so stupid.
I mean, what the hell? Let them get their sleep.
What do you think they're doing? You want to help fucking develop their brains? Ban Fortnite.
I'm behind this campaign. We're going to start the GoFundMe soon, ladies and gentlemen. Look out for that. Up next, compost or else. Starting in 2022, all California residents and businesses will be required to sort their organic waste from the rest, thanks to Senate Bill 1383. The program will take effect in phases depending on where you live. If it takes you some time to get used to it, don't stress. Fines won't start being issued until 2024. I mean, I'm excited to compost. I'm down to compost. I believe a lot of shit goes to waste. but
100%.
I want to know how the fuck they're gonna. If you're requiring people to compost, are you giving the bins? Do you have the system in place?
You gotta teach the whole generation how to compost. Yes. I think only millennials compost.
Yep. This is true.
God, good luck. Godspeed.
Yes, yes, we do. Mandatory menstrual products in school. Starting in the 2022 to 23 school year, public schools will be required to stock restrooms with free pads or tampons. The law affects public schools with grades 6 through 12, community colleges, and public universities. So dope. Fucking dope. Down with that. Down with it. Minimum wage bump. Businesses with 26 or more employees will be required to pay a $15 minimum wage starting in 2022. That's more than double the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. California businesses with fewer than 26 employees will have to raise their lowest wage to $15 starting the year after. Some California cities already have higher minimum wages in effect. New rules for bacon making. An animal welfare law passed by voters in 2018 takes effect this year. It requires that breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves have enough room to stand and turn around. But many in the pork industry haven't made the necessary changes, and there's a coalition of restaurants and grocers suing, hoping for a two-year delay.
Interesting.
Vote by mail is here to stay. It came into largely into implementation. Like, everybody who was registered to vote got a vote by mail ballot, regardless of whether you chose to vote in person or not. You got one. That is going to continue to happen. And expands it to local elections. So
it was rigged.
From now on, we will all get vote by mail ballots. I am going to see if I can get opt out of that. It seems like a waste.
You don't want to go in and vote. I love voting inside.
I love going in and voting as well. I like to show up personally. I don't do the vote by mail. But also, like, that seems very wasteful if they're just sending it regardless. But yeah, I care about shit like that.
If you think I've ever returned to sender in a mailbox ever in my life, you'd be sadly mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never return a bill back. What? I'm just going to pay it online.
Yep.
What do you mean? Or I'm going to go to the place and pay it. I'm not going to vote by... I'm not going to send it back. I don't like sending stuff. We're not in the 1800s. Stupid.
Oh, shit. Also, seizing ghost guns. A new law will make it possible for concerned family members, teachers, coworkers, and employers to ask a judge to seize ghost guns from someone they think could be a danger to themselves, themselves or others. Ghost guns are guns that are purchased in parts and assembled at home, making them hard to track. The law takes effect on July 1st, 2022.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a big school district thing, too. Is that will probably be under the mandated reporter stuff. For people who work in the district, you know what mandated reporting is.
Yeah.
It has to do with everything. If you see something or you suspect something, you say something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's where that's going to be.
And you are required by law to do that.
You are required by law. You can be criminally charged if you don't, like, report something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or if you had any knowledge.
So, yeah. They're going to... Senate Bill 803 cuts down how much training is required for barbers and cosmetologists to 1,000 hours. Previously, 1,600 was required for cosmetologists and 1,500 was required for barbers. Advocates say it'll cut down on debt and let trainees in the industry get to work faster. Let's see how it works out. That sounds kind of dope, you know? To-go cocktails are still a thing. Senate Bill 389 extends pandemic-era rules allowing the sale of takeout alcoholic drinks through 2026.
Thank God.
It also makes it possible to keep ordering cocktails, beer, and wine in outdoor dining parklets for the next 5 years. Hey. There you go, drinkers. All you loungers.
You did it, alcoholics.
You did it. Congrats. Give it up. Give it up for all my boozers. Your vice is just as bad.
Yes, it is. Woo! Choose your vices.
Removing alien from the books. Assembly Bill 1096 strikes the word alien from the California State Code. The word will be replaced with words like non-citizen or immigrant. All right. Ask if you need a fork. Restaurants will soon be prohibited from handing out single-use silverware or condiments without a customer requesting them. That means you will need to ask for chopsticks for your takeout sushi or a ketchup packet for your fries if you don't have these things at home. Restaurants also won't be able to package plastic silverware in a way that makes it hard for you to just take what you need. A similar law, also aimed at reducing waste, is already in effect for single-use plastic straws. Cities and counties will start enforcing this new law on the 1st of June, 2022. I'm for that.
Sure.
It's a lot of waste that goes on with that shit.
I mean, go them for less waste. I'm just a forgetful person, so I'll just eat it with my hands.
That fine. Too. I always tend to keep one, like a spare packet or two in my glove compartment.
That's wasteful. You should go to jail.
How is that wasteful?
You're going to jail. You're wasting everything for the others.
Your waste.
I know.
Fuck yeah. Oh, no.
Whack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love you. Quite the segue. Assisted death changes.
Yay.
Starting January 1st, terminally ill patients won't have to wait as long to request fatal drugs. The waiting period between the two required requests will drop from 15 days to 48 hours. It's quite the change.
Wow.
Yeah. Dog blood donations. A new law changes the way canine blood donations work in California, so now there's people who can actually donate. Like before it was there has to be established canine blood banks where you could get blood. Now people can, like, from dogs. Dogs can obviously dogs can't, like, hey, I'm here to donate.
The owner will donate for you.
But the owner will decide for the dog.
Yes,
obviously.
I'm here to donate for a treat. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, so that's a thing. Stealthing is sexual assault now. For those of you who don't know, we've talked about it before. Stealthing is the removal of condom during sex without the other person's knowledge.
Yep. Wrong.
That is stealthing.
Should have been in effect anyway. I don't understand why it took so long.
Yep. This is now a form of sexual battery. So, no stealthing. Knock it off. Senate Bill 9 makes it easier to... duplex law. Senate Bill 9 makes it easier to split a property into a duplex by removing some of the layers of bureaucracy and review. Advocates say it could help with the state's housing crisis by making it easier to add more units of housing, which we do need. More housing near transit.
Wait, like split a house?
Yeah, like you can split a house. That's what I used to live in when I first moved to LA. It was a full house. They split it in half by like putting a wall down the center. And making a room in each space, adding a kitchen to one of the sides. And yeah, each one, it was basically a one bedroom, one bath with a kitchen and a living room.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it was like almost like a one bedroom apartment. And you'd share the driveway and the yard. It was dope.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, now it's going to be easier for people to do that. More housing near transit. We got rubber bullets and tear gas. Assembly Bill 48 prohibits police from using rubber bullets or tear gas to disperse crowds at a protest. They also can't be used against someone just because they've violated an imposed curfew, verbal threat, or noncompliance with law enforcement directive. Interesting. Uh-oh. Let's see how that works out. I'm hoping for the best, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can't help but think of when there might be a time where people are not peacefully protesting and they use that excuse to start getting wild and then the police have none of that shit to,
yep,
to take those people down. Anyway, more women execs. A law passed in 2018 required corporations to add more women to their board of executives. The final deadline to meet requirements passes is December 31st, 2021. They passed it, meaning that by the start of 2022, companies with five directors need at least two of them to be women, And companies with six or more directors need at least three of them to be women.
Okay, well, someone call Activision and tell them that you get their shit together. No woman wants to work at Activision now.
Or Blizzard.
The same company.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Blizzard.
It's the same people.
It is. That's true. Touche. I forgot about that. God, see how old I am? I still think those companies are separate.
Or Blizzard Entertainment.
There you go. Oh, shit. The all-encompassing jackass. Well, we have one more. And what a way. Us being California and whatnot, this is an awesome way to round out just the awesomeness that is California. Feast on Roadkill, Californians. Starting January 1st, the state is launching a pilot program that will allow people to collect and eat roadkill. The law allows for humans to collect and eat deer, elk, pronghorn, antelope, or wild pig that have been hit and killed by a vehicle. You'll have to report the find and secure a permit before digging in, but the state is required to create an online and mobile-friendly way to do that.
What?
Yes.
What?
If you...
That's the new dumpster diving.
How many people do you suspect will be hitting animals on purpose with their cars?
It's the new hunting, dude. It's the new fucking... Oh, my God.
It's Crazy Taxi meets Hunter. Deer Hunter. The Deer Hunter
meets
game.
Meets John Deere Hunting Simulator. Yeah, 100%.
There you go. This is... That's gross. It's interesting. Because here's the thing. It's like... I'm trying to imagine the person hitting, like, a deer and stopping on the road and, like, hold on, honey, I have to apply for this permit so we can take this deer home with us. So you're just sitting on the side of the road. Your deer could get hit by more... This is just weird.
That's
interesting.
Gross.
And, again, not wasteful, but really, you want... A deer or a pig or antelope or elk that you just hit with your car? Doesn't that mess up the meat? Isn't there like a thing where like stress will mess up the meat? That's why they want to
you
want to hunt them and kill them like you one-shot kill so that the meat is still good and top-notch because they weren't stressed out.
Yeah, but we're not talking about people who know their food who do this. We're talking about, like I said, dumpster diving. It's like, honey, we got dinner for tonight. Woo! And he's just, like, putting it in the car. And then he goes home with where all his Beanie Babies and GameStop boxes are. And, he, you know, like, we've got McDonald's at home. That's that person.
Like, do you... We have McRib at home, and it's deer ribs.
Sweetie, you know how you've been wanting that fucking rabbit for the longest time? Look what I found on the road.
Oh,
that's traumatizing.
That is America. Proud to be an American where we can eat our roadkill. After you apply for a permit. Follow the rules, ladies and gentlemen.
What happens if you do hit it? Do you just leave?
Well, that's
if you don't want it.
Like, you just bounce,
and that's wasteful. Are you obligated to, like, will I be arrested if I leave the deer there, or do I have to eat it?
I mean, I would assume they'd probably expect you to move it out of the way.
That's just etiquette. But who is enforcing this? Like, how am I? I could just take the deer. Who's gonna stop me?
The deer police.
The deer police?
John Deere himself is going to fly down from the heavens.
Park rangers have better things to do on their time. They're not going to fucking,
some park rangers are going to be able to carry soon.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Parks are scary.
Well, that's going to do it, ladies and gentlemen, for the new laws that California has to look forward to.
Where are the other 760 laws?
If Feast on Roadkill made the list for this article, what the fuck else was on that list?
Fucking You're required to have one kombucha per day. I don't know. Something stupid.
Limit 4 kombuchas per day.
ban ferment. You cannot ferment kombucha without a permit.
There you go. Speaking of crazy shit on the internet, I couldn't believe this when I heard it, and it fucking trips me out. I'm just going to read the article fucking title. Alexa tells 10-year-old girl to touch live plug with penny.
Oh.
Here we go. The suggestion came after the girl asked Alexa for a challenge to do. Plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs, the smart speaker said. Amazon said it fixed the error as soon as the company became aware of it. The girl's mother, Kristen Livdahl, described the incident on Twitter. She said, "We were doing some physical challenges, like laying down and rolling over holding a shoe on your foot," from a physical education teacher on YouTube earlier. Bad weather outside. She just wanted another one. That's when the Echo speaker suggested partaking in the challenge that it had found on the web. The dangerous activity, known as the Penny Challenge, began circulating on TikTok and other social media websites about a year ago. Metals conduct electricity, and inserting them into live electrical sockets can cause electric shocks, fires, and other damage. "I know you can lose fingers, hands, arms," Michael Klusker, station manager at Carlisle East Fire Station, told the Press newspaper in Yorkshire in 2020. The outcome from this is that someone will get seriously hurt. Amazon. Yo. Bezos.
Fuck is you're doing?
Yo. Alexa, please don't murder me. That's crazy.
Like, how did that... Thank God that her parent was there. But, like, how did that get through? Like, Amazon is supposed to be something we fear. Like, this is an example of, like... They're obviously not listening in, and they're not monitoring everything, because they can't even fucking limit what the Alexa app does. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They fucked up. They slipped up. How do you let that happen? Where the penny challenge? Oh God, you know, like, that's dangerous. Like you were just picking stuff off the web. Where are you going? The dark web? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
I don't get it.
And terrible. It's terribly hilarious.
Don't buy Alexa. Siri, remind me not to buy an Alexa.
I just had an idea for a scary movie. It's our modern day scary movie. It's a fucking Alexa speaker that is possessed. And
oh, that movie came out. It's called Upgrade.
Ew.
It's actually a really fun movie, but yeah, it's called Upgrade.
Never mind. Where the speaker tells you to do things. Ah.
Also, Viral is another one like that.
Oh, man. Gosh. Now I feel bad. Feels bad, man. Forget I ever said, I didn't say any of this. I'm striking this from the show.
It's okay. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, definitely look, Skynet and shit. Yep. Be careful what machines tell you to do. If they tell you to murder people or hurt yourself, unless you're part of the Jackass crew, probably don't do it. Especially if you don't have medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, from the get-go, just don't do it.
Don't listen. If it sounds like it's gonna hurt, don't do it.
Like, I have a terrible pain threshold. Okay. Yeah, no.
it's like the fucking Bop It or Else with Robot Chicken, where he's like, bop it, twist it, load it, go to this location, fire, take the shot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just be careful what your Alexa tells you to do and what you tell your Alexa to do. All right? And that's going to do it for News and What's Trending. Moving on. Let's do TV movies. TV movies. You start, Danny. You start.
Sure. I haven't watched anything too crazy. I did watch a movie that came out 2 years ago, so technically it's new. Came out in 2020. I watched something called The Empty Man, which is like 2.5 hours, which I love the long movies, and it's based off a comic book, which, you know, but it's a horror movie, and it's written by Colin Bunn. So, like, yeah, it's essentially, there is this viral urban legend that when you, like, think of him and you blow into, like, a bottle to make the, like, a whistling sound, he, like, this empty man, like, stalks you and then makes you do things, essentially. So,
okay.
It was a fun horror movie. I watched it with Alicia last night. And it was good. I really liked it. I like the whole, like, it's a virus. It's not exactly, like, they always describe it as a virus.
Uh-huh.
It's not just, like, some weird urban legend, but something that you can catch. And that people can whisper in other people's ears and have them be infected, too, by this empty man, which is, like, this thing that people perceive and create in their own minds.
Okay.
So it does a really cool thing where it's, like, oh, it's the empty man. He's killing somebody. But, like, the camera will, like, shake and it'll switch from this figure killing them to them killing themselves. Oh, okay. So it's, like, this perception. It deals with, like, perception and grief and like, you know, the mind and how scary and powerful it can be. But it was scary. It was fun. It's, like, 2 hours long, and I really dug it. I really did dig it. Yeah, that's what we watched. That's what I watched recently. That's my first movie of 2022. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
What about you, dog?
Sounds like a good one to start with. Well, it's been tradition with myself and ever since Amy and I have been dating, we've discovered that it was a tradition for both of us to watch Harry Potter around Christmas. I feel like it's like an unofficial Christmas movie, Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Die Hard is crossing the line, right?
It is. Because it's a Bruce Willis movie.
Okay.
it is... Okay, so we recently did our marathon, and we finished it up the day before New Year's Day, so New Year's Eve, because the Harry Potter 20th anniversary was coming out, and it did. The 20th anniversary reunion minus J.K. Rowling. Mm-hmm. She was in it, but it was like old interviews from 2019. But yes, the 20th anniversary reunion, they had some of the cast back, not all of the cast. We, of course, saw the original three, that is Daniel, Emma,
Radcliffe,
and Rupert.
Watson. Grint. Rupert. Grint. Yeah, I got it. All right.
Okay. And we got a lot of people, a lot of interviews from, of course, like Gary Oldman, who played Sirius Black. Bellatrix Lestrange, who was... Oh, shit, I don't remember her name.
That's... Oh, her real name?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll just go with the characters. But the lady who played Bellatrix Lestrange... Lucius Malfoy, Draco Malfoy, Hagrid, Dobby. It was a quite the lineup of people. Also the gentleman who played Dean Thomas, Luna Lovegood, the young lady who played Luna Lovegood, all of them. A good chunk of people. And it was just great to hear them talk about everything. They went chronologically. They started from the first movie. They had the directors back from each movie talking about, you know, their experiences, their aim, inspiration, etc. And they all just kind of talked about, you know, living on set, you know, doing this movie. And In Memoriam?
In Memoriam.
Yeah. That segment, because, and I didn't realize there's been a lot of people involved with the Harry Potter series, the movies, that passed away recently. A lot of them are out, you know, everyone thinks Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman went. The gentleman who played Harry's uncle, he passed. Ollivander, he passed. All sorts of people. There was a lot of people who had passed away. And there, that segment was very moving. Yeah, man. It was just a great, great special. If you loved Harry Potter, I think you'll really enjoy this. I want to go watch it again, because it was just great to hear them, the way that they presented it, the way that they talked about the progression from the first movies to the last, you know, and getting to hear the directors talk about what they were aiming for and, you know, how they planned on doing their thing over the different themes when you get to the certain books, you know, one and two being very open-ended, very storybook esque fairy tale, lighthearted kids, and then you get into 3, 4, and 5, and things start to like things turning, and then get super dark very quickly, and then it's just fucking dark ass, adult heavy shit for the rest of the series, nonstop. And it's like, it was great. It was great to see it. It was great. I enjoyed it. HBO Max. It's on HBO Max. You can check it out there. And it was about 1 hour and 20 minutes. I don't know, but they all look great. It was great to see everyone again, all fucking super grown up now, because it has been 10 years. It's been 10 years.
20.
Since the end of the series. And you get to see some behind the scenes things. And yeah, man, check it out. If you loved Harry Potter, check out the 20th anniversary on HBO Max.
Do it.
That's it. Do it.
Bitch.
Fuck yeah, assholes. And I think that's going to do it for TV movies.
Woo!
We'll call it there. Love it. Let's get into comics. You got some stuff to talk about real quick, Danny?
Hit us with it. Yeah, I've been reading my stuff, finally, because my break has been nice. One of the big highlights that I read and made me laugh a lot and just made me fear the 1950s... Uh-oh. Was EC Crimes Archives. EC Comics was a big thing back in the day. They were pre-code, which I've mentioned before, that the pre-code, the code authority, the people who run comics, essentially, and say what's okay and what's not.
The comic book Illuminati.
Yeah, the comic book Illuminati, created by Stan Lee. That's my theory. But EC had a bunch of lines, some that people know. Tales from the Crypt, they did Terror, Eerie, they did Frontline, they also did something called Crime, and I was able to pick up the Crime Archives Illustrated, which is a series they did back then, which is magazine format, so it's really big. I got a hardcover of it. I love pre-code stuff, because it's like, there's no hold barred, there's no like, you know, beating around the bush. It's just straight up what it is. So EC Crime Archives Illustrated, it's got 3 issues, and it has a script in the back for the 4th that never came out, which I love the extras.
Nice.
What makes me laugh is these stories are essentially, they were made in the 1950s. All I got from reading the whole thing was that everyone in the 1950s was having an affair. Also, your spouse always wanted to murder you the insurance money.
Oh, yep.
So far accurate. And what's up?
So far accurate.
Yeah. Apparently being fat is a crime. Back then, they don't like fat people, apparently. Yeah, or I should say people who are, you know, have a little, you know, they thick. Not fat.
They just pudgy.
Yeah, they a little pudgy.
Little pudge.
Little husk. Okay. So I loved reading it. Even though, like, it was just like, Jesus, everyone was just screwing other people and not and wanting to get divorces and also wanting to murder their spouses. Like, it was hilarious. I really enjoyed reading it. It was really fun. I like the EC stuff. Like I said, Tales from the Crypt is something I would like to collect in hardcover.
Yeah.
Because that's those are the when stuff gets creepy and eerie, and I love the horror stuff from EC Comics. So, yeah, EC Crime. There it is, EC Crime Archives, dog.
Okay. Dope.
And then in other news, I guess, I have been working tirelessly on, I found a web host app called Kavita that runs off your computer. I have it running off my Synology NAS, I've mentioned before, my little server babies.
Okay.
And I am trying to build an archive or build a library of comic books. And so far it's going well. I'm excited to get that up and going. I something that I've wanted to do for a while, especially with my friends and family.
Okay.
You know, so everyone has access to comics and can read and, you know, enjoy what I enjoy. So that's been fun. That's been a fun project.
You're doing the Lord's work, brother.
Woo.
Give it up for Danny. He loves us so much.
I do.
You're a legend, man. Well, good. And you've been crushing it, and I'm happy to see you doing the damn thing.
Doing the thing.
And providing us with an awesome service. Your love. Anyway, moving on, guys. Let's move it on. Let's gonna do that. I got to get cracking on the Amory Wars soon. But stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to start reading that this week. Gaming. Let's get into gaming. Danny, doesn't seem like you have much, huh? Nothing this week.
Still playing Naraka Blade Point. I think I mentioned it last week.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Looking out for that. Recently, I have been started playing Craftopia. Craftopia came out about a year ago, actually. Over a year ago. Not a little over, but over a year ago. And it is a sandbox adventure multiplayer game. Think like Breath of the Wild meets...
It's Harvest Moon.
Yes. Like you can go on adventures. You can go dungeon crawling like it's Breath of the Wild in a Zelda game. But then you can also, you know, build... a house, a castle. You harvest things. You grow crops. You collect resources to create different items. To then make different machines to make more items. And da 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 da. It's all of this, and it has sucked me in. I love games like this. I mean, fucking Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley, Don't Starve, Rust. All these games, it just get me. And I have been playing this a lot. I've been playing it a lot. I've got quite the castle going right now. And I'm hoping that I'm going to hit a stopping point soon where I'm happy with what I have in my damn house. So I can go adventure some more. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. It's a lot of fun. Craftopia. I have it on the Microsoft Gaming Pass. It's free with Gaming Pass, or you can get it on Steam. I think we're done with the Steam winter sale.
It's up till January 15th or something.
Oh, okay. So we got like a week or two. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe get it on your wish list. Maybe it's on sale. If not, maybe it'll come on sale towards the end. But check it out, guys. Craftopia. If you're into that sort of thing. I've been enjoying it if you got it on the Xbox Game Pass. Or if they finally open up the multiplayer, you know, we'll play. Craftopia.
When are you getting on that Sea of Thieves?
That is a massive install. That thing is like 110 fucking gigs.
It's 30 gigs.
That's bullshit. It's 30?
It's about 30, 33, give or take.
Okay, that's not too bad. I will be getting on that soon, though. I told the guys I need to install that shit. And, yeah, we'll do it, my G. I'll get on there. I got to go see if seizing it with you guys.
Yeah, you got to see the seas.
Got to see the seas. Fuck yeah. That's gaming. Cool. I was happy. I was so happy that I had something to contribute to the gaming section. That's like new. But, yeah, man. I guess we can do music.
Music, music, music.
We'll do music and call it a mother friggin' day.
Boom.
An actual short one. Cool. Sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about one bit of news first. And then we will get into the music for this week, which of course is very small because it is the end of the year. Everybody drops the surprise albums for Christmas, not for New Year. Not New Year's, sorry. So let's do it. J Balvin. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who know who J Balvin is, you know that he is a very, very popular Latin star. Pop star. He makes reggaeton. He makes bachata. He makes all that. He's a fucking Latin pop star. So it's not uncommon for him to win awards. But let me present a question. Myself, Leo A. Cardona, the American of Mexican and Guatemalan descent. Okay. I show up to the most amazing Black People Awards show, and I win the award for most amazing Black person. Would you find an issue with that? It's rhetorical. Yes. It's a rhetorical. Yes, of course.
And then you go up to the acceptance speech and you go,
I deserved this, obviously, more than anyone. Looking at you, Denzel. So check it out. So J Balvin, don't get me wrong, he's a very talented, talented artist. But he won Artist of the Year at the Afro Latino Music Awards. Now, if you're unaware of what Afro Latino means, that basically means a Black Latino. Right or wrong? Correct.
Right.
Okay. J Balvin is Colombian. Not a speck of Black in that man.
No.
Sorry. So the internet was a little upset. So, and he's since responded. So J Balvin has responded to Black backlash he has received to winning the Afro-Latino Artist of the Year at the African Entertainment Awards USA over the weekend. Of course, USA. Let him know. Over the weekend, just months after his music video was branded racist and sexist over its depiction of Black women, the 36-year-old Colombian singer received plenty of backlash over the recognition on social media due to his non-Afro-Latino roots as he took to his Instagram on Monday to clarify his ethnicity. He wrote in Spanish to his 50.8 million followers, "I am not Afro-Latino, but thank you for giving me a place in the contribution of the Afrobeat music and movement." Another added, several Twitter users were upset at the recognition as one wrote, J Balvin, a white Latino, shouldn't have accepted this award over actual Afro-Latin artists. Another added, J Balvin won an award on Blackness by using Black Caribbean music, dialect, rhythms, and wardrobe, while actual Black folks who have higher streaming numbers, better lyricism, better everything, and who are actually Black lost. Many went on to relate this latest issue with the controversy surrounding his Perro music video just months ago. Let's see. That's a lot of responses. I am so sorry. One tweeted, J Balvin was walking black women on leashes in a music video this year and then just won the Afro Latino Award. I had no clue about that. Dang. That's not a good look. The African Entertainment Awards USA quickly responded to the controversy by renaming the category as the Best Latin Artist Award. That was their fix?
Nice. At the African American Entertainment Awards, you change it? Okay.
They changed the name of the award.
They released but what does it say on the reward?
They released a statement on social media that read, the Best Latin Artist category is for any artist based in Latin America that has contributed to the African culture, especially the Afrobeat sound globally. It is not based on race, but more importantly, based on pushing the African culture forward on the world stage.
What? Oh. This is the name of the topic, the genre. That was the name.
President of the organization, Dominic Damin, also posted a video on the AEAUSA Instagram as he stated that the category had not been intended to reflect a certain race, but honor an artist whose music has made contributions to African culture. He said, I wanted to address the Afro-Latino category and why we came up with this category. This is for the people who have contributed to African culture, not based on your race, based on the contribution to the African culture. So, yeah, they changed it. Rather than give it to somebody else, they changed the whole entire category.
Doesn't sit right.
Just
with
the
me.
Name.
That doesn't sit right with me at all.
And after that post, a lot of people were like, nah, that it's not a contribution, that's appropriation.
100%, it's erasure.
Man. Yeah, he's wow. This, he's
and I thought the Grammys were disorganized and stupid. I don't understand this. Like you make a topic, like you make a category like this for a certain purpose. Like that's your purpose. That's like if I were to, I don't know, invite people to a party and I say it's Pulp Fiction themed, and when you get there I'm like, never mind. It's not Pulp Fiction themed anymore. I know you're all here and you worked towards this Pulp Fiction themed party, but now it's Reservoir Dogs. No, that's a bad example because it's the same movie. No, but now it's an Inglourious Basterds party. Sorry. You know, I'm changing it, you know.
Yeah.
Because Quentin Tarantino, it's, you know, this is in honor of Quentin Tarantino, not of Pulp Fiction. You know, like, it's just like, don't change the reward or the award. Like, pick your nominees better. Why was he even nominated?
Yeah.
If he has no Afrocentric descent.
That's
wasn't
weird.
Bad Bunny on there too? Is he? No, he's Afrocentric.
Afro-Latino.
He's Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's crazy. I don't understand why they would change the name. And like nobody would notice. Everybody knows you changed the name of the fucking... You changed the whole ass name.
Yeah.
It's not like they were like, oh, this award, he was originally holding a globe. Now he's holding a microphone. It's like, no, you changed the whole fucking name. People are going to notice.
Yep.
Oh, that's not the Statue of Liberty. That's America's Lady.
That's the Statue of Freedom. France didn't give that to us. We built it.
Yeah, we built it ourselves with some Canadians and then murdered them too.
And then, yeah, we exiled them.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild to see it happen. And yeah, well, J Balvin, enjoy that. I don't really listen to your music, so.
Whatever. There's more better artists than you.
Shots fired on the chit show. That's all I got though. Let's get into do. Do you actually have picks or?
No. Well, yes. Yes, I do. Sorry, I forgot to send it to you. I have it right here.
I don't know if you had some stuff to talk about first and then we get into the music.
Yeah, I have some stuff to talk about.
Get it. Speak to the people.
When it comes to new music, I haven't really been listening to a lot, mainly because it's the end of the year. I kind of like take a break, especially the last 2 weeks of December, to just like no more music, just like just chill. But I did listen to Magic by Nas. That was amazing. It was good. And I've been listening to my 2021 alumni playlist that I had created about a month and a half ago. Love it. Love my picks. I'm happy. It was a good year in music, honestly. Album of the year obviously has to go to Magdalena Bay, Mercurial World. That album was so different and new, and it was fresh a breath air with everything. So if I know no one asked, but if anyone wanted to know my album of the year, and the one I think everyone should listen to, it's Magdalena Bay, Mercurial World. So, yeah, that was good. I've just been listening to that playlist. I love that playlist a lot. I've also been getting back into my nerd culture music a little bit. One being Badministrator, which is someone I listened to when I used to play League of Legends. He is a rapper who raps as different champions from League of Legends.
Wow.
So really talented. I started listening to his videos again and I'm like, oh my God, like I love these songs, but I hate the game because it's just a toxic game. But that's like a nostalgic point for me as like Badministrator. He's such a talented rapper, and what he does with like artists or what he does with champions and kind of makes their lore and mixes it with like bars is just amazing. So if you do watch Arcane, I would look at his Vi video, who is a character in Arcane on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a fucking amazing, amazing song. Like, just it's just amazing. Anyways, other than that, no new music. I did got the Pokemon Rivals Cypher. I'm not a Pokemon hardcore fan, but Mega Ran, I've talked about before, he did Final Fantasy VII remake album. He did a Pokemon Rivals Cypher recently, and it has a bunch of really talented people, and it's nerdy as fuck, and I bump this shit. It's so good.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So good. It's absurd. But yeah, it's great. I loved it. That was my only new thing that I listened to, was that Pokemon Rivals Cypher.
Fuck yeah.
So,
well, you can hear Danny bumping this in his Honda in the mean streets of the Antelope Valley. It's the Pokemon Rival Cypher. Video game rap battles. Mega Ran, Cam Steady, Ham Sandwich, the Kevin Bennett. Let's get it.
It's that dude blue, back in a new tune, smacking your whole team till you're black in a new moon. I'm tracking a new route, you lacking the juice, dude. This SSN drip, I'm happy to cruise through. I act like a loose nuke, I could blow any second. A gore, I'm guessing, could catch me on the throne in a minute. I don't need directions, I'm rolling with a set of exceptions. Settling
what's
for second place is not an option. My crew is incredible, second
best.
I'm a total of my executor and sending all your monsters to the medical. My group is impeccable, we resistant to the flying stabs. Art, blast, toys, arena, sword, doesn't matter. Whichever way, put a beam up to your chest, make you Iron Man. Solar or a fire blast, burn them like a frying pan, hydro pump a wet, I'm sending them higher than a geyser can. Squad full of legends in the making, stocks rising, I got diamond hand.
Bars, ladies and gentlemen. Pokemon Rivals Cypher. Mega Ran, Cam Steady.
It shouldn't be that good.
The Kevin Bennett. Oh, yeah?
There's, yeah, so many people on that track. It's 6 minutes long, and it's just great. It's great, it's great, it's great, it's great. But other than that, yeah?
Good
just
shit.
That?
Good shit. Again, there wasn't much. It's year end, so there wasn't much. Really, my selections. This single is new, but this album that I'm gonna get to, I'll just get into when I get to the album. My first and only single is Piff Jones featuring Dave East, Glory. This is a new single that recently came out on the 27th, I believe, and I dig it. It's most things that Dave East is featured on, I love. Piff Jones, never heard of, but this is a dope motherfucking hip-hop and rap track. It's great. It's got a vibe. I was looking out for a Dave East release, mainly because I thought I saw that Harry Fraud and Dave East were releasing something. Again, like a single. I haven't seen Harry Fraud's name on any of this single, so I'm going to assume it's separate, and we might be getting some more Dave East and Harry Fraud. They could have pushed it back to, you know, beginning of the year. Wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, this new single is dope. It goes. I love it. Piff Jones, Dave East, the new single called Glory.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
You can keep the fame, I just want the glory. If I ever go, they pouring liquor for me. Showing all these love to all the ones before me. I just need someone to let me tell my story. You can keep the fame, I just want the glory. When I had no money, ain't nobody called me. Couple people crossed me, now they lost me. I just need someone to let me tell my story. If these bitches don't knock them off, then the streets got them. Give a coup to a college or police shot them. Superheroes in the hood, we defeat problems. Why the white man extorts what's unique about us. No, we gon' lose it all, cause we seen dollars. That money made that little nigga leave his mama. I ain't trying to be dead and still in debt, so I'm chasing checks and my daughter ain't got a check.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Glory, Piff Jones featuring Dave East, the Hell new single. It's a vibe. My only album pick for this week is actually an older album. This actually came out last week, but there were some problems with it. I listened to it Thursday night. Of course, you know, if you stay up to at least 9, you can hear all of the new releases for Friday because it is technically Friday on the East Coast, so shit drops 3 hours early for us. So you can check that out. And I was checking out Currency's newest project, Pilot Talk 4, that he did with Ski Beats, and I was enjoying it. I listened to the first two, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to listen to this whole thing tomorrow, but this sounds dope. Wake up the next day, it's gone off of Spotify. It was only available. It was only off of Spotify. It was everywhere else. I ended up listening to it on YouTube, but I wanted it. It's good. I like it. This is a great project. Ski Beats fucking crushed it. His fucking production and instrumentals, these beats are awesome. Fucking Currency just finds this flow that is both soothing, entertaining, and just fucking dope. And I enjoyed this project. It's just great. There's only one feature with Jay Electronica. People were losing their minds over his verse. It was all right, but I didn't see why people were going so crazy over it. But regardless, Pilot Talk 4 is a great little project that, from what most people have said, kind of is a callback to like his mixtape vibes, his mixtape era shit. And this was good. This was enjoyable. 10 tracks. Go check it out. Fucking awesome. And I am going to play a song off of it. So happy it was back on Spotify. Now it's on Spotify. You can stream it there. But Spotify, you dropped the fucking ball. I was sad. I was so ready to feature this and include it in the playlist.
Spotify.
But now we got it. We got it, and we're going to listen to it. Big Game Fishing. This is Currency with Ski Beats on the motherfucking beats. Big Game Fishing off of Pilot Talk 4. Let's get it.
Raising tray tables.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.
On a mission and I'm fishing for my nigga Ski Beats. Pull up on the black, left my Chevy on 3. Love the whole city, but I was born in the east. Got a lot of homeboys, rest in peace. Got a lot of homeboys I won't see free. True to the gang, say free my nigga C, the homie BG. Saying welcome home to Mac and my homie from the beach. My nigga G style from 19.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Big Game Fishing by Currency and Ski Beats off of the new album Pilot Talk 4. And that is all I have. That's all for music. That's all for everything. It's just a short one, ladies and gentlemen. You know, with the new year, it was pretty tame. The end of the year was pretty tame. Even if you partied, I feel like no one was really going too big, going too hard, at least in my view. Everyone's just wanting to ease into 2022. And if that's what you want to do, that's great. But just know that, you know, don't look at it year by year. Just take it time by time, experience by experience.
Yeah.
And rather than trying to get over an entire year, just get over everything individually.
Yeah.
Take that pressure off of you. Life is life. Time is bullshit. And just keep fighting and working and living and doing the things that you love and the things that make you happy. If you're not hurting anybody, that's great. If you're spreading love and happiness, even better. So let's go into 2022 just ready to fucking kill it like we always are. Be prepared for anything. Bad happens. Shit happens. We try to get past it as best we can and keep on pushing together as a community, as a family. Because all the people in my life are my community and my family. So let's do it. 2022. Let's go. Happy fucking New Year. Happy motherfucking New Year, man. And yeah, Danny, you're the man. I appreciate you.
You're the man.
Thank you for being my co-host. Thank you for being my brother. Thank you for being my friend. And I look forward to doing this for maybe another year with you.
Another 15 years.
Hey, you're the man. I look forward to doing this year after year with you because you're the shit, and I'm excited. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Ooh, sorry, I had a scratch. Make sure you're following us, guys. We are the Chit Show Podcast, and we look forward to doing this for as long as you'll have us for years to come. So thanks for supporting. Thanks for joining us on these last 2 to 3 years. And here's to another one. Here's to 200 episodes. Here's to fucking laughing and criticizing and joking and being accountable for our stupid shit that we say and more. And fuck yeah, 2022. Cheers. Make sure you're following us, Chit Show Podcast, at Chit Show Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can listen to us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. So if you want to switch to a different app, you can do that. We're everywhere. Check us out. Make sure you're following both of us individually on social media. Danny is at The Real Danko on Instagram, at Bulldozer Danko. That is at Bulldozer Danko on Twitter and everything else. And of course, make sure you're following me at IamDJBrute, at IamDJBrute on all social media. I got some new DJ mixes coming out. You can also check out my remixes and originals on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/IamDJBrute. Of course, follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/IamDJBrute, and check out my website for everything. Everything. My shows, my pictures, my social media. Ask a question. Book me for shows. I'm doing it big in 2022. I'm going to spin more shows, and I guarantee that. www.djbrute.com. Follow. We love you. Thank you so much. Oh, a round of applause for both of us. You're the man, Danny.
You're the man.
And we're going to get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Love yourselves, people. Love life. Love the people who love you. Keep on pushing. Thanks for joining us. You're the best, people. Happy 2021. Happy 2022. Let's do it. We'll see you next week. Hey. No can do. No can do. Hey.
You know the fucking vines?